101.1 WRHI Rock Hill. W261 CY Rock Hill. The voice of your county.
An OTS media station.
The Gardener's Bench is brought to you by Carolina Fresh Farms, Domer Dreamscapes, Wild Birds Unlimited, and by AirTech Heating and Air. And now here are your hosts, Steve Crump and David Rector.
Good morning and welcome to the Gardener's Bench. You've got a guest host today joining Steve. I'm Lauren from Wild Birds Unlimited, and we are so glad to have you this morning.
And my pretty bride, Rod, is back. So between the two ladies, I don't have to do much today.
That's right. It's Lauren and Rhonda's show. We're going to talk birds, and then we'll see what Steve has to throw in.
We're here every Saturday morning by 8:39 on WRHI AM 1340, FM 100.1, and worldwide on WRHI.com. There's a tiny bit of sunlight shining out there today, so maybe the clouds will be gone before we know it. But we had some hot weather while we were gone. And Tuesday we had about 5.5 inches of rain.
I was out at the beach. I tried to take a vacation earlier this week. I got so lucky with the weather, though. It was beautiful. Didn't start raining till we started driving back on Thursday.
I know it was this week you were talking about vacation. I wasn't thinking this week.
Yeah, I came back 2 days ago.
Should have left in the first place.
Why I'm scrambling to catch up.
I told her 20 years ago, I said, if I leave, I work like a fool the week before, and 2 weeks after, it's not worth it.
It's worth it. It's worth it. But you're right.
Everybody needs some downtime.
Everybody needs some downtime, and thankfully I've got really good teams in the store, so as long as I've got my computer and can log in to fix any issues or anything, I can get out there for a little while.
And what you complaining about if you got access? That's what you got to have.
I know.
Some things can only be done on site.
I went to the beach last year with my family, my sister, my mother, and all. But I took my laptop with me for work, and I could go online and fix things that needed to be corrected.
You got it.
And that way I could check emails and not have 500 emails when I got back to the office.
Exactly.
So it has its advantages. So I'll take that.
I'll take that. Yeah, about 3 years ago I took a trip to Scotland and I ran payroll from a little hut out in the wilderness in Scotland at midnight one time. Because it was time for payroll. So as long as I had Wi-Fi, I could do it.
But going to Scotland and that area, it's hard to find Wi-Fi.
The places that I stayed at all had Wi-Fi. Yeah, it was pretty good.
Our pastor just went a couple weeks ago, him and his wife, and a lot of the areas they stayed in did not have Wi-Fi.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, I mean, he was going to preach at a church over there in Scotland in that area. So, but, you know, I think he reported that there were two hotels that they were stayed at that did have Wi-Fi while they were, because they were gone about 10 days.
Okay.
They, and not only for that, but it was like a vacation.
Sure,
too, so
sure.
They kind of combined the
travel. I did a naturalist trip up into the Scottish Highlands.
Yeah.
It was amazing. But, we did have Wi-Fi, so I was able to be accessible.
The ARP Church originates in Scotland.
So yep, yep.
Just did a connection. So
yep.
We're a brother-sister church of one of the, I can't even remember.
Oh, very cool.
They have talked about once every 2 or 3 years.
So. Yep.
Anyway, so what's happening in the big city?
In the big city?
Yep.
The big city of Rock Hill?
Well,
I don't know. I haven't been here for a week. Seems like y'all have gotten a lot of rain.
Haven't had too much since Tuesday.
Okay.
Tuesday was the big
Tuesday was the big day. All right.
And I don't know how much we got. All my neighbors said they got between 5.5 and 6 inches. So
wow.
as if I would have. It rained 15
Well, everything looked green when we came back.
So. It rained for 15 hours.
Oh, my.
Yeah, my grass is real pretty. The azalea had started turning about the color of this desktop here.
Oh, dear.
And so with all the rain, it is back up pretty green and just bursting out.
There you go.
It's rained
here
on and
my
off.
My hydrangeas, so.
It's rained on and off just enough where you can't cut grass.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Yeah, I noticed my grass is a little high. My guy hasn't been around for it.
You just can't. We had some guys at the office try to cut this week, and I think one of the zero
turns I bet they got mucked
stuck
up. Yep.
And, you know, so let it dry out.
Let it dry out.
Well, somebody, one of the homeowners on Pennington Road cut their grass, and they had the lawnmower blowing the grass on the road.
Ooh, so that's dangerous.
Like even for cars, because I was driving over it yesterday, and I could tell my wheels were even, they didn't have grip. They weren't gripping at all on top of that grass. Mm. It was just like plastered
so
on the road. It is dangerous. A motorcycle went on it, they'd have crashed.
Yeah.
It gets loud, but...
Well, you
people
know,
do it
tell
all
them
the
people
time.
Over on Pennington Road, it's against the law for them to blow that grass in the road like that.
They should call us once a week about it. We never did it, but somebody beside us would do it, they'd blame us.
Yeah.
I got a question for you.
Yes, ma'am.
Where were the hummingbirds this year?
You know, that's a question that we've had a lot.
Sure. Nobody got any.
It was off. I mean, I'm like, where are they?
We've had mixed feedback. Some people have had more than normal, but we've had a lot of people saying that less hummingbirds this year than in past years. Now, keep in mind, migration is starting now, so we still haven't made it to the peak of hummingbird season. But it does seem like the hummingbirds were less in number this year. We don't have any reason why. We've been looking into it. I actually talked to our master naturalist who works up at franchise headquarters last week or 2 weeks ago. And he said that that's been a common complaint this year, but there haven't been anything released for reasons why. I wish I had a better answer. I like having answers, and I don't have one, but I can tell you, you're not the only one.
Okay. And another thing that I've noticed, you know, I keep food in my feeders out there and all that.
We'll talk about it when we come back. We'll be right back to the garden's bitch.
You must have heard. I'm never going to stop the rain by complaining because I'm free. Nothing's worrying me.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. Have you noticed an unusually quiet backyard recently? Less singing and chirping coming from nearby trees? This doesn't mean your feathered friends have already migrated. Actually, most are undergoing their annual molt, which is the changing of feathers, and birds desire extra rest and solitude during this time. So make sure you continue to offer a source of healthy food with stocked bird feeders nearby. Get your seed at Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indian Land.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
Rocks, rocks, rocks. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come to our store and see our huge selection of Tennessee boulders, fieldstone, flagstone, river rock, and more. Also, have our staff deliver all kinds of mulches to your house. Cedar, brown, chocolate, black, or double hammered hardwood. Come to our store, 4372 Old York Road, Rock Hill, South Carolina, carolinafreshfarms.com.
This is Benny Etter. Call me at 327-7100 and see for yourself why AirTech Heating and Air earned a 99% customer satisfaction rate.
No matter what the weather holds, AirTech Heating and Air.
327-7100.
Showers wash all my cares away. I wake up to a sunny day because I love a rainy night. Yeah, I love a rainy night. Well, I love a rainy night. Well, I love a rainy night. Ooh, ooh.
rainy night. I love a rainy night. I love to hear the thunder. Watch the lightning.
And we've had a few rainy nights.
Yes, we have.
It used to be today, it'd be here at 7 o'clock. Well, 7:15, we got up and here came the rain. It didn't last long, but it rained every night at 7 o'clock.
Miss Rhonda, you said you had a question for me.
Yes. I'm not seeing as many birds in my yard.
Period. That's just hummingbirds.
Now, that I can tell you, part of that is the heat and the rain.
That's what I thought. I was kind
of
like...
A number of things going on there. Number one, rain makes it really hard to fly. Mm-hmm. So when it's raining, they are hunkered down, probably up next to a tree or in a bush trying to stay out of the rain. Heat saps energy. You know, if you've been outside in the heat, it saps energy. So you're going to see the most activity in the mornings and the evenings, mm-hmm. when it has cooled down a little bit, especially on these really hot days. The other thing that's happening right now is that the natural food is in abundance. Yep. The bugs are out. A lot of the plants have gone to seed. So there is food everywhere. Yeah. So they've done studies that it is good to keep your feeders up so that they have that steady, good place to come get food, but they aren't depending on feeders as much as they do, in the dead of winter, right, when all the plants have died and the bugs have all gone into hibernation. But keeping your feeder up year-round and making sure you keep it clean, and that's something I want to talk about before we're done today.
Yeah. Keeping
those feeders up and having that stable source of food is very good for the birds, especially as we have fledglings coming out. I've got a set of parents with three young cardinals, and they are so cute. They're at my feeder every day, and you can tell the young cardinals because they've got that black beak. Their beaks mm-hmm. haven't turned orange yet. And there's one male and two females. The male is starting to get his red, and they are so cute and really entertaining to watch. Mm-hmm. So it's good to keep your feeders up year-round, even though they aren't as necessary right now.
Well, I'm hoping next time it gets empty, I'm going to clean it out.
Good.
It's time to clean it.
Time to clean it. And you say once it gets empty, we've got a lot of rain right now.
Yeah.
And that can make your feeders clog up. So yeah. If it's clogged, it won't empty. Nobody's going to eat it. So I recommend, especially when we're having rain like this, I go out every day and just turn my feeder upside down and shake it.
Yeah, just turn mine upside down.
Oh, that's right. You've got that pole mounted thing.
Yeah.
That you can't. So yeah, go out like with a wooden spoon and stir it up.
Yeah.
Make sure that food is rotating and it's not clumping and sticking, because that's
the
when
rain
you start getting mold and
bacteria. The holes, it was kind of, so
yes.
I need to go clean that
yes.
part of it out. Now, I've got the suet the red pepper suet
yes.
that I use for the birds. Well, the raccoons have been enjoying that. So I'm wondering if I get a shepherd's hook, if it would be better and the raccoons couldn't get on the shepherd's hook like they do out of when I hang it from the tree.
Oh, yeah. Trees are going to be easy access for
the
raccoons.
The doggone thing is laying up on a tree limb where they...
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, come on.
I know. And they can be so pesky and such menaces.
So now I got to go.
Oh, no. Well, they've been turning over pots on my back porch.
Yeah,
But they're really cute. And if you have bait. Oh, they are cute. Don't give me that look. Yes, they're cute
they
with those little
cute.
Banded
little,
eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They are cute, but they... Yeah, gotta
but
be careful
yes,
around
putting
them.
Anything on a shepherd's crook, on a pole of some sort, is going to be a lot easier to defend. You can put a baffle on it to keep them from climbing up it, as long as it's not right next to a fence or a wall or something that would help them get over the baffle.
Yeah.
Squirrels, keep in mind, can jump 5 feet easily, so I usually know my baffle needs to be eye level for me, and then everything else hanging above it. To keep the squirrels off. Raccoons aren't quite as much of a jumper, but climbing the pole is really easy for those little dexterous hands.
The little tree, the dogwood trees.
Oh, that's easy peasy.
Raccoons are more destructive than the rest of them.
Well, they are.
We don't have many squirrels.
It's really not that many squirrels at all.
Okay,
It's the raccoons.
Yeah. I've got some raccoons, and you're right, they are destructive.
I don't know if the skunk's getting up there or not, because we do have a few little skunks in the yard.
I don't
We have an albino one also.
Do you really? Yeah,
very. He's white.
Cool. Yeah. Yeah.
Big skin.
I don't know much about skunks, if they are climbers or not.
I just try to stay away from them.
Right, right. Respect their space, and they hopefully will respect yours.
You respect mine, I'll respect yours.
Exactly, exactly.
Just don't come in my house again.
No.
Okay, that time again. We'll be right back to the garden space.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. Have you noticed an unusually quiet backyard recently? Less singing and chirping coming from nearby trees? This doesn't mean your feathered friends have already migrated. Actually, most are undergoing their annual molt, which is the changing of feathers, and birds desire extra rest and solitude during this time. So make sure you continue to offer a source of healthy food with stocked bird feeders nearby. Get your seed at Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indianland.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
Make sure the air system in your home or business is free of dust, pollen, mold, and bacteria. This is Benny Etter. There has never been a better time to schedule complete cleaning and checkup. And if your heating and air system is over 10 years old, we can save you up to 40% on your energy costs.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better. No matter what the weather, call AirTech Heating and Air.
Call 327-7100, making weather better for three decades.
Sod, sod, sod. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come see us at 4372 Old York Road in Rock Hill and see all our selections of sod we carry. Zoysia, Bermuda, St. Augustine, Centipede, and Fescue. We also carry the fertilizer that you will need for each of these grasses. You can take home a pamphlet with you to remind you when it's time to apply these products. Come see us, CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
Okay, we're back to the garbage bench. I don't need the earphones.
He's not, got enough of us waving at him. Hey, hey. Like,
he's not playing anything right now. Anyway, we were talking about Birds General Feeding Shoulder Supply. Like most of us, 100-degree heat, and we had a lot of days at 100 degrees.
I didn't even like going out when it was 95 to 100 degrees.
No, nobody wants to be out in that.
Well, I've told you for years, if it's 90 degrees is hot, it don't matter after that. You're miserable.
Right, right. You get hot enough and you can't get hot. You can't feel hotter.
Well, and that's understandable for the birds to be hidden up in the trees and the shrubs to stay cool.
But that's also a good reminder to make sure you've got water out there for them. Yeah. Everybody needs water. Right now with the rain, of course, you don't have to worry about refilling the bird bath every day, making sure that water's out there. But do keep an eye on it to make sure you're not growing algae or anything like that in there.
We need to clean ours out.
But water is so very important for everybody. You know, you'll get squirrels.
And
I know. But your squirrels are going to come for the baths. Of course, your birds are bathing in it, which is always a good entertainment to watch also. But I can't stress enough, because there are birds who will come to your bath that won't come to your feeders. They aren't seed-eating birds or suet-eating birds, but you'll still get them at your water. I've had, in the winter, I've had cedar waxwings at my bird bath, mm-hmm. and they come through in migration, and you know, so getting to see them, they are not feeder birds at all. You'll never see them at your feeders, but oh my goodness, to have them at your bird bath is really cool. So you'll get a lot more birds if you have that water available.
I still have my woodpeckers coming to see me.
Oh, very good. You got downies and red bellies.
Mm-hmm. Oh, one has the red top with the...
The mohawk?
Yeah.
Yep, that's the red belly.
Yeah. Yeah. Him and... There's two of them that... They look like the same type bird.
Okay.
But they come and they enjoy the little feeder. They sit there and they both... I don't know if it's male and female or what, because I can't get that close.
Sure.
Once I open the door, they fly
They're
away.
They're gone. They're gone. So well, if you get a look at the forehead, if the forehead is red, then it's the male.
Mm-hmm.
Because he'll be red from the top of his beak all the way back to his neck. He'll mm-hmm. have that red mohawk. Now, the female's going to be brown on the top of her head and just have the red mohawk basically from the crown back.
I see his, you know, but both of them have the black and white feathers.
Right.
And that, so I know both of them. I don't, like I said, I don't know if it's partners or whatever, but they're so cute. They get on each side of it and they just peck away. So.
Probably is a mated pair. Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Very cool.
They used to be, a long time ago, very territorial.
They certainly can be, especially during nesting season.
I had problems with yellow-bellied sapsuckers.
Oh, now that's a cool bird.
Of all things.
Yep.
And they were doing a lot of damage.
They can.
Several thousands of dollars.
They can.
So I got the county agent out there. And I said, what can I do? All you can do is exterminate some of them. I said, well, it's not their fault. They clear cut the land beside us, so they all moved over on us. We had to eliminate some of them. Mm-hmm. Not many, and once you got rid of four or five, the rest of them acts right. So
okay.
And I hated to get rid of it because they were so pretty.
Yep, yellow-bellied sapsuckers are a very cool bird. Another one that you're probably not going to see at your feeder. Maybe at a suet feeder if you're a little farther out from town. But in town, they're going to be a tough one to see.
We never saw it at suet feeders.
I've seen a lot of pigeons around in the yard.
Doves. We probably have doves.
Okay.
Unless you're in uptown Charlotte, you probably don't have pigeons.
Okay.
Yep. Morning doves.
Okay.
Morning doves.
I see a lot of those in the yard. And if the feeder gets empty, they come up on the little deck and start saying, hey, we need food.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm like, come on,
they,
man.
They line up and look in the window.
The birds know. My bluebirds who nested in my yard earlier this year will sit on the windowsill, and I've got a couple of Carolina wrens who will actually cling to the window screen and look in at me.
The wrens get up in the red maple and on the deck, and the cardinals and the robins.
Yep.
So,
we've got a huge red maple.
I think the red birds are nesting, the cardinals are nesting in the camellia bushes.
Oh, yeah. Cardinals love to nest in big camellia bushes. Absolutely.
Do they? I think they've got their nest in the camellia bushes.
These are big.
Yeah. I mean, that's good progress.
It's huge. It's taller than me.
Protection.
Yeah. They're 8 feet tall.
Yeah.
That wide.
That's good
protection.
Because
I see them flying.
Absolutely. Yeah, it does sound like you've got a nest in there.
40 years old.
That's a sizable camellia, yeah.
Yeah. They're not over in the one in the corner of the house. They don't go to that one. They go to the one on the other end where the big planter is that Tommy planted that tree in. To those two over there on that side of the deck.
Okay.
We got them.
It's funny, though. I watch them.
Yeah, they're everywhere.
They're just flying back and forth, you know, from the feeder to the...
Shuttling food probably to young. Maybe soon you'll have some babies.
To the birds.
Maybe soon you'll have some babies at your feeders.
It's so cute because they're just a little bitty thing and they come over.
Okay, here we are again. We'll be right back to the garden speech.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. Have you noticed an unusually quiet backyard recently? Less singing and chirping coming from nearby trees? This doesn't mean your feathered friends have already migrated. Actually, most are undergoing their annual molt, which is the changing of feathers, and birds desire extra rest and solitude during this time. So make sure you continue to offer a source of healthy food with stocked bird feeders nearby. Get your seed at Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indian Land.
Rocks, rocks, rocks. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come to our store and see our huge selection of Tennessee boulders, fieldstone, flagstone, river rock, and more. Also, have our staff deliver all kinds of mulches to your house. Cedar, brown, chocolate, black, or double hammered hardwood. Come to our store, 4372 Old York Road, Rock Hill, South Carolina, CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
This is Benny Etter of AirTech. Let us improve your home's air quality with filtration systems and UV products that kill viruses and help your family breathe better, healthier air.
No matter what the weather calls, AirTech Heating and Air.
327-7100.
Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be a lovely day.
Okay, we're back to close out this edition of the Gardener's Bench. Okay, ladies, what were you arguing about when we left?
Arguing? We weren't arguing.
We weren't arguing. We was talking about where the birds were nesting in the camellia bushes.
Yep.
You were discussing.
Yes, we were discussing.
Yeah.
Okay. She doesn't have many issues. She has had. I don't know where they are or what they're doing, but they're not there.
Well, as we're wrapping up, we need to keep our feeders clean. Make sure that the water's not infiltrating your feeder and making the food clump up. If it is, wash it out really well. You can use a really mild bleach solution, one part bleach, 10 parts water, and make sure it dries thoroughly before you hang it back up.
That is mild.
Oh, yeah. Keep your water out in your bird baths. Also, keep your hummingbird feeders up. We'll still have hummingbirds into October. Remember, with the heat, if it's 100 days out or 100 degrees outside, you need to change out that nectar every day. 90 degrees every 2 days, 80 degrees every 3 days, 70 degrees every 4 days. That's going to make sure that your nectar stays fresh. And as we get more hummingbirds coming in from migration, the guys up north are going to start coming through. So hopefully we'll start seeing a few more hummingbirds.
Okay. So I can put some more food in my feeder.
Yep. Then. Keep your food out and keep it fresh.
She's got it down temperature range. Yes.
And as I said,
that's why I ask her.
We'll have them here until October. Usually people stop seeing them in October. And if you haven't seen anybody in 2 weeks, it's probably safe to take your feeder down. But we've got two locations. We're up in Rock Hill on Celanese next to the Harris Teeter. We're open from 10 to 6 on the weekdays, 9 to 5 on Saturdays, and 9 to 4 on Sundays. Same hours over in Indian Land on Charlotte Highway.
Same hours.
Same hours. We're making it easier.
Now it took you some beer.
I like the Rock Hill store.
Sure,
it's convenient.
Rock Hill store.
Come see my people. Yeah.
Yep. Okay, that time. And we'll see you next week on the radio.
The Gardener's Bench has been brought to you by Carolina Fresh Farms, AirTech Heating and Air, Wild Birds Unlimited, and by Domer Dreamscapes. Be sure to join us again Saturday morning for The Gardener's Bench on WRHI.